Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. James Farmer Show. I would love for you guys to just get yourselves ready for Dr. James Farmer. James Farmer is a licensed psychotherapist, developmental coach, and professional counselor. Dr. Farmer would love to give you some tools to help motivate you, encourage you, and inspire you to overcome your personal challenges and life struggles. If you would love to have Dr. Farmer at your upcoming event, he's a public speaker, an author, and a trainer. You can go and give him your comments, your questions, as well as booking information at james.farmer@att.net. Also, you can find out more information at www.jafacoaching.com. That's J-A-F-A-C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, jafacoaching.com. This is going to be a spectacular hour where Dr. Farmer can implant things to help you overcome your challenges. I know most of you are having a lot of issues and things that you would like to accomplish in 2015. So we're going to go ahead and get our hearts, minds, and ears and ready. Ears ready for Dr. James Farmer.
I am glad to be on my own show where I can deal with all the issues that I hear on a daily occurrence of all the problems that people are having. Now, I may not be able to answer all, but I'll try to answer at least about 99% of them. And so this is going to be kind of an overview of just different topics and things that I'll be talking about, and I hope that some of those topics will touch your heart a little bit. And at the same time, if we're touching, you know, different problems and challenges, we're going to talk about how to get through some of this stuff. I know we hear this term depression, suicide, parenting, anger. And I know people rush out and try to get pills from the pharmacy to try to take care of those issues, keep their stress down, deal with their frustration. But you know what? We're going to talk about things that you can do that have nothing to do with pills. So one of the things that I want all my listeners to be learning is the four attitudes. There's only four attitudes you can have. Unfortunately, people select two of them that don't work. And we'll go through that, and we'll find out what does work. And then I will challenge you to go out and try it. Try it with your friends, your coworkers, your children, and then come back and tell me about it, because I want to hear about your successes. And if it doesn't work the first time, you know what? We're going to try it again and again and again until it does work. I want to hear about your mindsets. There's only two mindsets. Unfortunately, most people float around with a closed mindset, closed and fixed. I grew up in a family, and my dad had a fixed mindset. And, you know, he thought that was okay. And the rest of us had to suffer through it. So we're going to talk about mindsets and how to move your mindset. Now, granted, you do have to have both of them. There's times when you need to have a closed mindset, and there's times you want to have an open mindset. But let me give you a little piece here that you probably have not heard. Do you realize that a negative mindset is 7 to 9 times stronger, or pull you 7 to 9 times more than an open mindset? That means that when you're trying to have an open mindset, the negative comes in, and most of you know the story. It just knocks you over, and before you know it, you've gone through half of the day just thinking negative. So we'll work with that kind of piece. And how about this? You know, we're all managers. I know some of you are saying, but there's managers in the store and there's managers there. You are the manager of you. You're the manager of your emotions. And so we talk about that. We talk about how to be an effective manager in dealing with you, your emotions, dealing with reality, dealing with feelings. Yeah, we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about how to take control of your life. That's my new thing now, is taking control of your life. But some of you are probably upset, but I'm trying to do that. And what I say is, yes, some of you are successful at it until you get caught up with some things that block you. And those things could be drugs, alcohol, How about a whole stream of negative thoughts coming in? It could be toxic people who are around you. Maybe you're overwhelmed with stress. And you got caught up into all of that, and before you knew it, you were out of control. We're going to talk about it on this show. We're going to just have some fun. I tell you another one, suicide. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, along with our Hollywood stars, trying to take their life. Some of them have. We'll talk about how do you deal with someone who may be close to you who talks about suicide. You do not have to be a psychotherapist, a psychologist, a counselor, a social worker. You do not have to have a PhD degree or MD degree. You have all that you need to talk to someone and maybe help resolve that issue if you have the right tools. And on the Dr. James Farmer Show, I will provide you with the right tools that you can go out and use with anyone who's talking about taking their life. That's serious business there. Now, for those of you folks who have children and want to know about that, parenting issues, I wrote a book on parenting. I call it Positive Influence. No, I'm not talking about using a stick and a belt as a positive influence, but actually talking with your kids and trying to put some structure in their life. You can do this. You don't have to be overwhelmed with your kids and your kids in charge of you. You can get that back and be in total charge of your kids. Now, you know, there's boundaries you may have to draw, and you may have to be tough at times. But we can talk about that. We can talk about how to be a good parent. And I'll even create a situation where you can call in or you can email me, and you can give me some of the questions that you want me to answer. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. I'm your own personal therapist, coach, and counselor. You got it all rolled up in one program. So I'm very interested in hearing what some of you want to talk about, and I'll do the best of my ability to respond. There's one other aspect I forgot to mention to you. There will be some guest speakers from time to time. I'll invite on the show, and I'll ask them questions. I'll try to ask the kind of questions that you would ask them. And I might even at times allow you to ask them a question. And I'll try to pick experts in all sorts of our life today that might be interesting to you, you know. People that have spent most of their life trying to resolve particular issues. So the major purpose of this show, the Dr. James Farmer Show, is to help you get through your personal challenges or life challenges in life so that you can have some balance and move forward like so many other people. I want you to have, I guess it's okay to say on a radio show, a natural high. You don't have to go out and get drugs and alcohol. You can just keep yourself balanced, think of positive affirmations, read your Bible, see a positive movie, listen to some inspiring preachers on TV, and just have what I call a natural high in life. And hopefully from there, you can teach your children how to have a natural high rather than looking for a substance to boost them and make them get through a personal struggle. So tools, tools, tools. That's what we're going to be talking about. I want all of my listeners to have at least 30 or 40 different tools that they can use when life sends that horrible storm your way and you start having to deal with what we call the spirit of misery. We want you to have the tools, and you choose from your toolbox which tool you want to use for a problem. For example, would you go out and try to overhaul an engine, a car engine, with a butter knife? Of course not. First of all, you probably would want information on how to overhaul an engine, and you would want to have the right set of tools to deal with that overhauling of an engine. It's the same way in life. You don't take a butter knife to somebody's house who's depressed. You want to know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and the right tool to pull out to teach them how to get through their personal challenge. So, again, I'm here for you. I'll be here once a week, and I want you to email me, call me, tell me all the things that you want to tell me. I will see you again next time on the Dr. James Farmer Show. I'll be here, and I'll be excited about meeting some of you, and we'll talk about what's bothering you that you did not take time out to share with someone or to share with a professional. Here to listen.
And it's always a fun time to put in episodes.
You just hit that and ended it.